All right, we're starting at the bottom of Hey Amud Aleph. We had a machlokes on Dalam Reviz about by the Miluim whether we say Kol HaKosav Ma'akev Behen, that anything that was written by the Miluim would be Ma'akev, if they didn't do it, it would be Pasul, or only things that are Ma'akev L'Doyers were Ma'akev by the Miluim. And we had a few nafkaminas. Fine. So Zogdi Gemara, two lines from the bottom. My time the Manda Amar Kol HaKosav Ma'akev. What's the reasoning to say that anything that it says by the Miluim is Ma'akev? The other Shita is a Svar of Pshuta that, well, it's not Ma'akev L'Doyers, why should it be more Chamar by the Miluim? So Amar Bitzchok Bar Bizna Amar Krala Pasuk says, V'asisa La'aron Ulabanav Kacha. You should do for Aaron and his sons like this. Kacha's Ikuva. Who? So that word Kacha implies that it's Ma'akev. So the Gemara Teinach Kol Milsa Dichsivim Ha'inyona. That's going to apply to anything that's written explicitly by the Miluim. Rashi says, Beparshas Tzava de Miluim, Shenemar Be'ata Tzava. So you have the Tzivoy of the Miluim, which was in Parshas Tzava, and you have in Sefer Vayikra, the end of Tzava and the beginning of Shemini, you have the actual Asiya of the 7 days of Prisha and then the Miluim. So Milsa Delek Siva Bahayan Yana Minalan, what about the things that are not explicitly written by the Miluim, but we know were done by the Miluim? Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Yalef Pesach, Pesach. We have Xer Shava, Pesach, Pesach. So that's one opinion. Rimeshar Shia Amar Ushmartimis Mishmeres Hashem is Ikuva. The passage it says, you shall guard the Mishmeres Hashem is La Ikuva. There's something that implies Ikuva over there. See Rashi soon. And Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, no, Kikain Tsuvesi. So I have commanded. Those words imply that it's Ma'akev. Rashi says, Deloiksiv Aparshas Miluim. So those things that were not written by the Miluim, Bizal Davar Shatasa, in the Tzivoy of this is what you should do. Loiksiv Shiitin Elachishin Urim V'Tum. It doesn't say anything about putting the Urim V'Tum on the Chishin of the Kohen Gadol. Kishihil Bishon. Our Parshas Tzav is Aram, but when in Parshas Tzav, when it says they actually did it, Shenem Rasham Asiyas HaMiluim, Ksiv V'Yitin Olav Es HaChishin, V'Yitin HaChishin Es HaUrim Es HaTumim. It says that they put the Chishin on him and they put the Urim V'Tum in the Chishin. V'im Toimar, so, Frekt Rashi, it says B'Yidei Kehunim in Parshas Tzav too. Af be ve'ata tetzave nemar ve'nosata el chishan ha-mishpat es ha-urim ve'satumim enzu miparshas ha-miluim. When it says the big day kuhun in parshas tetzave, it's not in the context of the miluim, ela asiyas ha-begadim. It's talking about making the begadim, like bechlal, the parsh of big day kuhuna, but not in the context of the miluim. U'behahu inyona leksiv kacha le'ikuva. When it comes to the big day kuhuna, it doesn't say the word kacha to imply that it's ma'akev. Pesach, Pesach, B'tzavaksiv, Pesach L'Amoyed, Yisera. The word Pesach L'Amoyed over there is extra. V'chim V'asiya, there's an extra pasuk of Pesach L'Amoyed. B'tzavaksiv, Takriv, Dalad, El Pesach L'Amoyed, V'achal Aaron, Ubanav Es Basar, Ahayel. That they'll come close to the Pesach L'Amoyed, and Aaron and his children will eat the basar of the ram, V'es HaLechem Asher Basal, and the Lechem that was in the basket from the Karbonis, Pesach El Moed. Bechim Ba'asiya, and it says by the Asiya as well, in Tzav, Es Kol Ha'ed Ha'kilu El Pesach El Moed, Vishos Abatar Pesach El Moed. They cooked the meat by the Pesach El Moed. So those Pesachim are extra to Darshan Gzeir Shava. Rameshar, she has a different drasha. Rashi Amar Parshas Asiyasa Nami Ikuva Ksiva. It says by the Asiya also in Ikuva, Ushmarta Mishmeres. Masha, that implies Tishmar Kechol Akasav V'loit Tzarech Gzeir Shava. You don't have to come on to this Gzeir Shava. There's an idea of Milsa Dazib Gzeir Shava Tarech Akasav Akra beyond the scope of this discussion, but it's an interesting idea that you have something, we have a Messiah on Gzeir Shava, and Mishar Shia is saying it's not that he didn't learn the Gzeir Shava, he says you don't have to come on to the Gzeir Shava. It's Muchach from the Pesukim already. It's an interesting idea. Okay, Tan Rabbanan Kikein Suvesi. So we have one pasuk, it says Kikein Tsuvesi. We We have another pasuk that says kasher tzivisi, and we have a third pasuk. This is all by the miluim of kasher tziv Hashem. So that seems to be redundant. What's going on over here? It's like this: kiken tzivisi baninus yachlua. You were commanded, or I was commanded to tell you that it was commanded that the karbonos of the miluim could be eaten baninus. Right? These were special karbonos for the eighth day of the miluim, and that was the day that Nadav and Avihu died. So Aaron and his children were all aninim. And usually an aynin is not allowed to eat kadshim, but because this was a hirashah, a special extenuating circumstance, they were allowed to eat those karbonos. We know that they didn't eat the seir of Rosh Chodesh because that was not special to the Yom Miluim, and that was the whole discussion with Moshe Rabbeinu. But the other karbonos they were allowed to eat baninos. Kasher tzivisi b'shas ma'isa. Aninos is somebody who has a relative before burial, yeah, the day of the Patira. Kasher tzivisi is b'shas ma'isa. Amar lahem, he told them at that time. And kasher tziv Hashem v'loy me'alai ani oimer. It says Hashem commanded it, and I didn't come up with it. Moshe Rabbeinu says I didn't come up with it myself. Rashi says, Tanu Rabbanon kikein tzivisi. I did the nakar hachal and midrash kikein tzivisi le'inyana de miluim de leikuva asa kavala breisa hachal and midrash. Sorry, spaced out. Since the pasuk over here, we brought the pasuk to Darshan kikein tzivisi. Grand miluim that it's ikuva. Kavala Braisa Hach, we bring this Braisa over here as well. Lamidrish, Kin Sivesi the Shminim Lamai Asa. Why does it say all these psukim? Right? The first one was in Parshas Tzav. The first Kikin Suvesi was in Parshas Tzav. We learned it was Likuva. The other ones are in Parshas Shmini. Vilav Niyah who krad in Yanadin Milu and the Tzav is Aaron, okay, you just said, that this isn't the pasuk we just quoted in Parshas Tzav. El Yama Shmini, Ichsib Mincha, Kruasa Mincha, Nuseris, Meshe Hashem, Vachlua Mitzvah. Matzis eight lamas beir kikain tzivisi. So kasher tzivisi is gabi seir chatas asher darish Moshe v'nei seriv. So when it comes to the seir chatas that Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering where it was, oh, they burned it. Ksiv achal toichlu oisa b'makum kadosh kasher tzivisi. And kasher tziv Hashem gabi shoyka truma v'chaza tenufa. Pasuk says toichlu b'makum tahar. Should eat it in makum tahar kasher tziv Hashem. V'lamali. Why don't you need these? It doesn't say every time that Moshe Rabbeinu got a tziva for Klal Yisrael the Torah doesn't repeat kikein tzivisi. So what's the deal? So Zot Rashi, give me a little background. Oinanim al Nadav Avihu. They were oinanim al Nadav Avihu who died that day. V'kadshim asduin la'oinim mikav v'chimer mimayser hakal. And kadshim are not allowed to be eaten by an oinanim. We learned that from Kal V'Chomer from last week's parsha, from Meiser Sheni. Chsiv Gabi Meiser, because it says in the Vidai Meiser, Lo Yachalti Ba'Oini Mimenu. I didn't eat Meiser Sheni when I was in Aninus. V'Hu Amar Lehen Le'Echol HaMincho. Huskak Lemekin Tzivesi Ba'Aninus Teichlua. So he had to red eyes, he had to speak out that you need to eat this Mincha, even though they were Oininim, because it was an exception to the rule. Kasher tzivisi b'shas.
So when the Nadav and Avihu had passed, that was in the midbar.
Yes.
Beginning or the end?
That was on the eighth day of the Miluim. That was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan that year. Their yard site is. Couldn't be the first year. It was the first Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
First Rosh Chodesh Nisan after.
So that was officially the second year, as you may recall from Rosh Hashanah.
So was it were the Bechorim still the Kohanim?
At that point, they switched over.
They'd already switched.
At this point, that was when Aaron HaKohen began his service as the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohanim served as the Kohanim.
But was the rest of them still Levium? No. The rest of Shevet Levi became Kohanim.
No. Levium were the Levium. Only Aaron Ubanov were Kohanim, and not even Pinchas was an Enochel. He got the Kohuna
so
later.
So there was three guys?
It was five.
No, we just got it.
Then it was three.
Three guys had to do the entire service.
Right, and then any of their subsequent children, and once Pinchas got it, then yeah, he would also. So, yes, there were a very small amount of Kohanim at that time.
That's kind of an understatement. Three?
Yes.
We're supposed to handle 600,000 karbanos?
Yes. Okay. I don't know if you know this, but there were many miraculous things that occurred during the. We're going to see at the end of the paragraph. We talk about all the things that happened in the base of Mikdash.
I mean, even if they were extremely efficient, that's 200,000 each.
When we learn Pesachim, the Gemara talks about how they did the Shlitas of Pesach in three shifts and all that, and the numbers don't make sense.
It's all
Derech
Nisa
bin Eflas. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Mikdash.
And everybody's just waving their cows through.
The Mikdash is not. We find that the Mikdash in certain areas is not Mugbal by Makoim. And it seems it's not mukbal by his man either. So, yeah. Okay, kasher. It's very exciting. Kasher tivisi b'shas ma'is amar lahem kishemotza et masha asu. When he found out what they did, shesarfus irachatas, who sir shel rish chodesh, which was a rish chodesh one, amar lahem hein lehuva as dama. It wasn't brought into the kodesh, which would pass on the dam, which means you can't do it. So that would have been a reason to burn it. So if that didn't happen, why'd you burn it? You should have eaten it, but kodesh kasher tzivis. Like I said, eschem b'mincha. Like I told you by the mincha, shemati lechem ba shemi pi hakadosh baruch hu tzivis. Because I was already commanded, like that, you should eat it from the Rebbeinu Shalom, even though you're earning it. And then kasher tziv Hashem v'lemi alai ani emer. I didn't make this up. Hayismucha pi adibor. They're relying on what the Rebbeinu Shalom said. V'achlo esai earning it. V'lo esasu. Don't do what you did by the chatas. Moshe tabed davar. So Moshe Rabbeinu, if Rashi didn't say this, I wouldn't say it. And there's actually mafarshim that are busy with saying it. Maybe it wasn't such a toast, but ayin sham and or chayim. Moshe tabed davar. Shaloi nemar loy ela b'mincha b'chaz v'shoyk v'sir shmini v'sir nachshon. He was only told that they should eat from the mincha and the chaz v'shoyk. Of the eye, I guess, whatever korban that was. V'seir shmini, v'seir nachshon, and the seir of the miluim and the seir of nachshon from the nesiim shehayu kodshei shah. Those were one and done in history. Avos seir shchedish for kodshei dairis, but the kodshei dairis things that were going to be brought next month too. Lehuta la'einin. V'shlosh seir and korban baviyam. There were three goats brought that day. V'lo nisrif elish shav shchedish bavad. And the only one that was burnt was the one of Rosh Chodesh in Emar. V'oisa nalsan lachem lalsis is oven ha'eda. So Rosh Chodesh ha'bal tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. The seirim, the chatas of Rosh Chodesh is brought because of various aspects of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. K'moshe shenu masach ha'shvuas, depending on when they knew about it, the beginning or the end. Ayin sham in the Mishnah, in the Gemara at the beginning of Shvuas, where it talks about that. Okay. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi Zayi Bechanina, Mechnasayim ain't k'suvim b'parsha. It doesn't say anything about the Mechnasayim. Right. So that is true. Right. The Torah doesn't say anything about that in the parsha. Rashi says ain't k'suvim b'parsha, b'levisha sebegadim loy b'tzava b'loy b'asiya. When it comes to the tzava of the miluim and the asiya of the miluim, it doesn't say anything about the Mechnasayim. Kishu oimer v'zeh davar asher ta'aseh lahem l'kadesh oisam l'chahin. When it says this is what you should do to sanctify them to be kohanim, that's lehevi mechasayim v'asir sa'efa. That's coming to tell us that they did put on the mechasayim and that the kohanim brought the asir sa'efa, the menachas chinuch, whatever you want to call it, the kohen gadol brings the asir sa'efa every day, that they did that, even though it's not mentioned in the parsha.
There's just kind of an allusion to pants wearing.
There's a reboy in the pasuk. Yeah, it doesn't say it explicitly.
Because it's probably not appropriate.
I mean, it's appropriate when we talk about it in Parshas Tzav and that they have to wear them. But
or is it more? It's got
that was one of the big day kahuna. No, they that one of the dalad big day kahuna of the kohen hedja and the eight of the kohen gadol was the mechnasayim. Vav Moisef al Inyan Rishon Hamadabi b'Tzavas Asiyas Begadim. So there's a Vav in Parshas Tetzave connecting the Parsha of Bigdei Kahuna to the Parsha of the Meluim. V'Sham Kasev V'Aslem V'Aselam Mechnasei Bat. V'Asir Sa Eifa Shekohanim Tzrich Lehevi B'Yem Chinucha. The Kohanim bring an asir, a tenth of an Eifa of Kar Mincha. Afilu Hedyit. Fourth wide line of Rashi. Yeah, Shakoi. No, I'm in Rashi. Fourth line, fourth wide line of Rashi, the real wide line. Shakohanim tzrich in the hevi b'yom chinucham. They have to bring a miniseres efer on the first day of their service. Vafila hedjet, even a kohen hedjet, because I mean a menachas, like the Gemara says a menachas. And the difference is that the kohen gadol brings it every day. Zok the Gemara, fine. Bishlam mechnasayim ksivi binyanam de begadim. So I understand, based on what Rashi said, that Vav Maisavel in Yerisha and that the Mechlasayim were mentioned by the Big Day Kahuna, and now we're extending them to the Meluim as well. El Siris Eifa Minalan. How do we know to say that they did the Siris Eifa also? As Yezeza, another Xerish Shava from Mizek Carbon Iron Ubanov. Pasuk says by the Siris Eifa, Zek Carbon Iron Ubanov, Ashi Yakuvu Lashem Al Siris Eifa. So we have Zeh, Vizeh Dav Asher Tasalahem, and then we have Zek Carbon Iron. So that's the Gzeir Shava. Rashi says, Bishlam mechonsayim ksivu binyan de begadim le'el minei da'hi parshasa ikal rebuyinhu mivav ma'isav enyurishan. We can connect them and say vav ma'isav enyurishan because they're written in the previous parsha, so it makes sense that the vav is stringing them along. Zeh karban arubana besir esa eifa ksiv shahed yet mevi b'yom chinuchay v'koyin gadol b'chol yom. The koyin gadol brought every day. Yeah, it's famous.
Not the pants
wearing. They wore pants every day. And they wore pants every day, and the Kohen Gadol brought a serious Afer every day.
That's what I call sacrifice.
Zog the Gemara Vayter. Amar B'yechanan Mishum B'shim Ben Yechoy. Minayin Sha'af Mikra Parashim Ma'akev. B'yechanan said in the name of B'shimen, how do you know that they had to read the Parsha of the Miluim at the beginning of the Miluim? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu got up there on Chaf Gimel Adar. And they leaned. Talmud Leimar, Vayomer Moshe El Ha'eda, Ze Adavar Asher Tziva Hashem, Afilu Dibor Ma'akiv. Even the Dibor is Ma'akiv. Rashi says, Mikra, what's that, Zayin? Mikra Parsha, Parshas Miluim Shinistava Ba'ata Tzitzava, Amelahem Latzibor Ba'esim Vishloisha Ba'adar, Kishi Ischilu HaMiluim, when they began the Miluim on the 23rd of Adar, Hikilas Ha'eda on Pesach El Mayid, and he gathered everybody by the Pesach Olam Moshe, and everybody tikal Eida. But Yomer Moshe, Eida, so he said to the Eida, Zeh Adav Hashem Tziva Hashem Lasois, Mikros Olav Asiyat Miluim B'Tzavis Aron. So he read all the parashas of the Miluim. Okay. V'ayik Di Gemara, Ketzer Hilbishon. How did they get them dressed for the Miluim? Rashi says, Seder Begadim La'av Ulebanim Ze'ach Ezeh. How did they do this? They get the Aron dressed and the other Kohanim dressed. Vayti Gemara, Kitzit Obisha, Madahava Hava, who cares? What happened, happened. It was what it was. Vayti Gemara, no, El Kitzit Malbisha and Lasilavai. How are we going to do this when everyone comes back by Tchis and Mesim? How are we going to get them ready to roll for the Mikdash Ashlishi? Vayti Gemara, Lasilavai Nami, Kishiyavo, Aaron Ubanov, Umayshi Mahim. So when Aaron and his children come back, Umayshi Mahim comes with, and Moshe Rabbeinu come with them, so we'll ask them. They'll know, they did it once before. No, Elakated Hilbishan. So no, really the question was, how did they do it? And what's the nafkamina? You asked me, my dahava hava. Let Mizbar cry. How are we going to explain the psukim? Right? Rashi says, Ketzer Hilbishan, I read that already. My dahava hava matzarech zlon alisha. What do you even have to ask about that? So we have to ask about it. Let Mizbar cry. There shouldn't be a steer in the psukim. Why? Because what's the steer? The bitzavaksiv, by the tzivoy, it says in Parshas Tzaveh, V'chagarta oisam avnet Aaron ubanav, that you put the belt on them, Aaron and his sons. Mashma, chagirasim shal av ubanav gesedir echad. They belted them up at the same time. V'lehifsik levishas beged acher bein time. There was no, they both, the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim, regular Kohanim, did their belts at the same time. But by the asiyat is ksiv ba'aron, v'yachgar oisoy ba'avnet, b'sed levishas begadim, and then v'gamar, and then he completed and he put on all the other clothing. And then it says, Hikri Banov Hilvisham. V'leichagar Aaron Ubanov Vivasachas. So did Aaron HaKohen get fully suited up and then the kids? Or was it they did it at the same time, like it says in Tetzav? Ubasiyaksiv Ba'aron V'yachar Hisay Ba'avni. I read that already. Abai Mefarishla L'milsaya B'kohenes U'metznefes. So Abai is going to explain this psukim, talking about the ksoinas and the matznefes. L'chinagi ksoinas matznefes, she'shavim begadol v'hedyet. And those begadim are the same by the Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedya. U'mechnasayim le'husrich lo, we don't have to talk about the mechnasayim. I'm sure you would appreciate shahari hein kodmin l'chol, because we know that that comes first, right? K'da amrina l'kama minayin shalik dover kodim mechnasayim. The first thing you put on is your pants, right? You know, it's like Vayetze Yankov. Of course, Yankov Levina went out with a hat. Well, they were longer undergarment. I don't remember what the English word for it was. Whatever. They were also wearing longer jackets. Or whatever the gun was. Okay, anyway. Zakt the Gemara weiter. Alright. Well, it's fine. Anyway, Zok the Gemara, Pligi bar Bnei Reb Chiya and Reb Yechron. So it's a machlokes between Bnei Reb Chiya, Chizkiya, and Yehuda, and Reb Yechonon.
For what it's worth, is Bnei Reb Chiya or Reb Yechron
Bohanim? No, I don't think so. I don't think Reb Yechron was a kohen. Chad Amar Aaron ve'achakach banav. One of these opinions was that Aaron got dressed and then his sons got dressed. One of them says it happened at the same time. So now Rashi really clued in on what this is talking about. Amar Abaye, b'ksoynis amatz nefes kuliyam aloi pligi da aron v'acher kach banav. When it comes to the ksoynis and the matz nefes, everybody agrees that Aaron went first and then it was the kids. Then it was banav. The bein b'tzava, bein v'asiya, because both in tzava and in vayikra, tzav, really, Aaron comes first. Ki pligi, the machlekes is, like we said before, is by the avnet. Rashi already clued us in on this. Manda amar Aaron v'acher kach banav. Dichse, the pasuk says, if you say that Aaron went first and then the sons, it says v'yachker oisoi ba'avnet v'hadar k'siv v'yachker oisam avnet. First it says he got belted, and then it says they belted up. Umanda amar Aaron u'banav v'asachas. And if you hold that they did it at the same time, and everybody's going to have to rech with the other ones psukim. Tichsiv, it says v'chagarta oisam. They all got belted at the same time, or you will belt them all at the same time. Looked Rashi. Kuli amaloi pligi da aron v'achar kach banav. That was by the ksernes matznefes la aron hilbish tchila kol shar begadav chutz mi'avnet v'achar kach hiska lahabish as banav. He got dressed except for the belt, and then the kids got dressed, and then they belted. There's no two ways about that. That he got.
Before they were talking about
the four.
Before they were talking about the
shvi'im
and the
kohen. By the kohen hedyot, there's four. Ksernes, matznefes, avnet.
Wait, by the kohen.
Kohen hedyot. Mechnasayim are first. Ksernes. Matznefes is the hat. And the avnet is the girdle. Yeah. Ki pligi ba'avnet. The machlikas is by the avnet. Shebet tzadva nemer v'chagirasam ka'achas. By the tzadva, they were belted all at the same time. V'chagarta oisam avnet aron ubanav. V'loy nemer chagir ba'aron k'seder levishas begadim. And it doesn't say chagir by aron like the seder in the seder levishas begadim. V'asiya nemer chagirasay k'seder shar begadav v'chagiras banav la'atzman b'seder bigdehem. I think some of the garments had tzitzis. I don't remember. Could be they didn't.
I
don't remember.
But they had bells at the bottom.
That has nothing to do with tzitzis.
Correct, but it wasn't.
That was the kohen gadol or the bells.
It was
the kohen gadol, right? Yeah. Mandam v'asachas ozel basu tzava. You go after the tzava. Because that's what it says by the commandment. That's what they did. Even though it doesn't sound like that from the Asiyah, but that's what they did. The question is, how did they all do it exactly at the same time? I don't think so. Vegdi Gemara ulamanda amar aron ubanav b'vasaachas. Pasuk says v'yachkar oisoi ba'avneid v'hadar k'siv v'yachkar oisam ba'avneid. What do you do with the psukim? It sounds like Aaron did it, and then Elazar and everybody else did it. Amar lach top of vav and aleph. So you're going to say ahu avneid shel kohen gadol. Why does the Torah distinguish between the two? To tell us that the belt that the Kohen Gadol wore was different than the belt that the Kohanim, the regular Kohanim, wore. His belt was made out of shatnez, and their belt was not. Right? Remember, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is the one who told us how to make the Vigdei Kahuna. So
it's less dramatic.
Yeah. Amr l'cha hu avnei d'shal kohen gadol ozeo avnei d'kloymar l'olam kralit tzavaz davka b'vaz achas u'vasiyah d'palginu l'lamdenu ba b'adiyasiyah. It's going to teach us she'in avnei d'mshavim to tell us that they wore different belts. She'nemar b'maisa avnei d'shal kohen gadol v'as avnei sheish ma'ashar t'chelas v'argaman. It's made of all different color things. L'manu she'hu shal kulayim because sheish is kisna. We know that sheish is linen, t'chelas imra, and t'chelas is wool. The avnet habanim loy pirsha kosiv mahayu. Vashminan hacha da avnetu shal kohen gadol loy zeu avnetu shal kohen hedye. And it's coming to teach us that the belt of the kohen gadol is not the belt of the kohen hedye. Shezet shal kolayim v'zeh shal goitz. Because one of them was made out of kolayim, another one was just made out of straight linen. Ulamanda amar. Ulamanda amar arnu banav. I'm sorry, arnu v'achakach banav. Sounds like they were at the same time. What are you going to do with the other pasuk? Amar l'cha, he's going to say, "Hahu kamash malan." The chiddush of that is that avneta shel kohen gadol zeu avneta shel kohen hedyot. He holds that they all wore the same belt. Rashi says zeu avneta kolim shneim shel kolim. Even the kohen hedyot wore a belt of kolim. Vayachgar oisam lamali. Why does that say both of those? Shma mina arm ra'achar kach banav. So if that's the case, why does it say him and then them? Because they didn't do it at the same time. Frekti Gemara, how do you have a vasachas? Vasachas mishkachas lo tzricha de actim. No, it's telling us that they were actim. I mean, it wasn't mamish like 1, 2, 3 click or 1, 2, 3 tie. It was that they waited to do the belt and Aaron happened to go first, but the belt levisha happened at the same time in the order.
Let's see.
No, they didn't have track belts. No, it was tied. It was like a guard though.
Didn't have like even a metal latch, right? It was like a
guard. No, it was a guard though. Yeah. Zeh avnei d'kolim shneim. But don't get yourself a guard though. That's made of kolayim. Ubevas achas mimishkachas shei moish alavada
ichiger.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that. Rashi says, "Ubevas achas mimishkachas." How can you have everybody tied at the same time? Who was malvish them? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu could not tie 5 belts at the same time. Right? As amazing as he was, Moshe Rabbeinu would not be able to tie 5 knots at the exact same time. L'tzricha da'akdim. Meaning the Rebbeinu will never be mitzvah to do something that's impossible. L'tzricha da'akdim le'bavas achas mamish kamar. It wasn't really like one shot. El zeh zeh. Avol b'seder echad hay. It was all at one time. Lehifsik beged echer ben time. There was no. He did 5 belts in a row. Avnet 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 avnet. Hilbish l'aron kol begadav v'lechagar say avnet. And then v'achar kach hilbish esbanav mechlesayim k'sayinus matznefes. Like we said, v'achar kach nutzlas avnetim. And then he took the avnetim v'chagar as aron v'achar kach banav. And then he took the belts, and then he belted them up. Lumanda amar arm ve'achar kach banav kikasva ha'amar ba'asiya v'itein alav es haksoynes ve'yachgar oisay ba'avne ve'yubash oisay es ha'me'il ve'achar kach v'yikar ves b'nei arm ve'yobishim k'soynes ve'yachgar oisay ba'avne v'divri ha'kol la'arm t'chila. Everybody agrees the arm went first with that. Kodim she'hiskel abana before the kids did. Okay. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to dress them.
The first time or every time?
The first time. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, getting back to the Kohen Gadol. Yeah. Mafishin Kohen Gadol mi beisai. Frek de Gemara, this is a major sugya over here. Frek de Gemara, mafishin Kohen Gadol. Lama mafishin. Why are we mafishin Kohen Gadol? Frek de Gemara, right? I don't know if you heard the whistle and you saw the flag. Lo mafrishin, what do you mean? What are you mafrishin for? Kid de kamrishan. Ila Rabbi Yochanan kid de isla Rabbi Shlakish kid de isla. Where have you been for the last 5 blot? Rabbi Yochanan said, the reason that we do the prisha for the Ngala is because we learn that from the Meluim. There's 7 days of prisha and 1 day of Avaida. Yeah. And according to Rabbi Shlakish, because what kind of question is that? Lo mafrishin. We just had a sugya that told us why we're mafrishin. We learn it out from the Torah. Ila Rabbi Shlakish, We know that from Har Sinai that Moshe Rabbeinu was parish for going to Malchut Shechina. So, So the Gemara now, this is what we mean to ask. Mi beis lama pirish. Why does he have to separate from his wife for a week? Rashi, either Rabbi Yochanan kid Islay, the Yalaf Mimiluan, either Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, according to Rabbi Shlakish, the Islay, the Yalaf Misinai. We already know that. No, mi beis lama pirish. This is a big hak, this Rashi. Rashi says, me ish lama pirish. Why does he have to separate from his wife for a week? You look at the Mefarshim, it seems that there's two dinim over here of the Prisha. There's the Etzem Prisha, like we say, Rabbi Yochanan learns it after the Miluim. There's an additional din of being perished from his wife, because it sounds like the Gemara is saying, especially from the Teretz, is that the Etzem Prisha has nothing to do with separating from his wife. Rashi's entertaining this idea that his wife could come with him. Me ishtoi lama pirish, tava ishtoi ima isham, let his wife come to Lishkas Parhedrin too. Shahare al karachach Lishkas Parhedrin lai haisa kedusha. It obviously didn't have any kedusha. She'ein yeshiva ba'zara elamachi beis davin. He's got to live there for a week, which means he's sleeping there. He's not standing up for the whole week. And we know that the halacha is that you can't sit down in the azara unless you are from the Davidic lineage and a king from said lineage. So kol shekein shriva, so he can't. He wouldn't be able to sleep there if it was part of the azara. And once it's not part of the azara, let his wife come too. Who cares? You look at the Tosfos Yeshanim over here, he's got a whole different mahalach on that. But that maybe she wouldn't be there with him, but she would be somewhere else. And it was just more that he has to stay, why does he have to stay away from her? But she's not going to be Lishkas Parhedrin. Well, that tumah is a one-day tumah.
Right.
Well, who cares? So the Gemara, Tanya, so we learned in Brisa, and we saw this already. Rav ben Beseira, Omer Shema Timsa Ishtoi Safik Nida V'Yavayala. We're worried that his wife might be a Safik Nida, and then he will be with her, and then he'll be a Bael Nida for 7 days, and you got a problem. Freite Gemara, Altu Brishieski, and we're talking about a Rasha, that he's going to be with his wife when she's a Safik Nida. That's a Rishas, some Kohen Gadol, right? El Hashema Yavayal Ishtai V'Timsa Safik Nida. Maybe he'll be with his wife, and we'll find out afterwards that she was a Safik Nida. She wasn't a Safik Nida before, but she checked herself sometime after they were together, and she saw something, and it's like, uh-oh, we don't know if that was at the time that they were with each other. Fine. So Zokt Rashi, Hachi Garcina and Tanya, Uriza ben Beseira, Oymer, Shema Timsa, Ishtai, Chule, Rishia, Skinan, Shiava, Safik Nida. We're talking about wicked people that would enter them, would do something with a Safik Nida. El Shema Yavai, Al Ishtai, Ve'achakak Timsa, Safik Nida, Shetimsa, Dam, Al Sadin, Shekan, Chlebai, she'll see dam on something that she cleaned herself off with. The inya do in bishas bia hayava dam ze was the dam there at the time of the bia or the acher bia ubael nida tami shivas yamim and ubael nida's tami for 7 days, which is going to knock him out from doing the avodas yom kippurim. Vehe aser lava the mikdash b'yom kippurim, he wouldn't be able to come into the mikdash on yom kippur. Frag the gemara amru rabbanon kamed reb chizda kaman, who's that going like? That sounds like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, and there's going to be a Girsa in Rashi, so we're not going to take this literally. The Amar Nida ben Tamas Baila. I'm just going to go straight to the Rashi. Actually, let's read a little bit more. I'm not going to translate that because Rashi is going to have a different Girsa. So the E Rabbanan, so if it's the Rabbanan, Ha Amri Ein Nida ben Tamas Baila. So what does that really mean? Rashi says, Kiman, Ki Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Ha Roya Dam, if somebody sees Dam, a woman sees Dam, obviously, Roy Adam. Afterwards, metame es baila lemafreya. Retroactively, he's going to be tame. Kol me es la es in the whole time period, 24 hours, I think. Kishem shegazur shemetame taharas me es la es lemafreya. The halach is if she sees dam, then retroactively she's metame any taharas, any food or whatever that she touched that was tahar 24 hours back is going to retroactively be tame. Uplugtayu meseches nida per kol ayad v'hach itnan derech benoyis yisrael mishamshus b'shnei edim. It is the way of the daughters of Israel to use two shmatas when they are with their husbands. Echad loy ve'echad lo. One for him to wipe, one for her to wipe. Nimsal shaloy, if they find dam on his towel, tamei and shneim, they're both tamei, kol shiva, because vade hayadam b'shas biya, because it was definitely there when they were together. She'ein derech ha'ish, let's say, menu dam, because men don't usually have red emissions. Nimsa al shala isyon, if it was found on her shmata right away, hulashin miyad b'lashin yivani, That's the Greek word for right away. Shekanucha b'prishas yitzias hashamish, that she cleaned herself off right away after they were done. Miyad tameim vaday. They're tamei vaday. V'nimtza la'achar zman, let's say it was found later, kloimar, she'herchika b'dika, let's say she didn't wipe herself, check herself right away. Tameim isafik. What's Eza Achersman? What's called Achersman? Kadesh Teir Min Amita. When she gets off the bed, Vatadiach is Panan, she cleans herself off, Shalmata. But Achakak Matame Isla Ace. And then she's Matame Isla Ace, Ve'ini Matame as Baila. But in that case, she wouldn't be Matame her husband. Bahaki Pirusha. Im Yaser Mikan Shalsa Livdike. The Achakak Badka. If she waited longer than that and then she checked, Umatza, Harehi Kishar Nashim, Latame Lamafreya Taharis Shalme Isla Ace. So if she waited and then she checked and found, she's like other women to Mitame Lemafreya, the Taharis of Me'es La'es. The Eina Mitame as Baila, she's not going to be Tame her husband, she goes with Me'es La'es, meaning Tumas Baila, only in regards to Taharis. Rabbi Kiva says no. If she's Mitame Taharis Me'es La'es, she's Mitame him Me'es La'es also. Rabbi Kiva Omer Af Mitame Baila. So Zokti Gemara, no. Afilu Timur Rabbanan. Akan lo pligi Rabbanan ala the Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbanan say that she's not Mitame her husband Mafreya. That's only but.
So, it's got to be Rabbi Kiva. You Rabbanan, because if it was the Rabbanan, I'm aiming to Mitame.
Meaning that if she checks later, he's not going to be Tamei Misafik.
So then who's this? So this Amar Lahu Rav Chisda.
So Rav Chisda said back to the people, wanted to say this Mishnah has to be like Rabbi Kiva. Different Rabbanan. That's a different Rabbanan. One's Rabbanan the Amorim, and one's the Rabbanan that argued with Rekiva. So Amalu Rav Chisda, Filatim Rabbanan, it could even be the Rabbanan the Tanaim, Adkan lo pligi Rabbanan le Rekiva, ela ba acher acher. The Rabbanan argued with Rekiva about acher acher, if it's an extended period of time. Aval ba echad acher, if it's a slight delay, moidulay that she is metame him retroactively. So that is the Chashash. Rashi says ba acher acher, sheshasa yoisim e acher zman. She waited even longer. She asman oisim ba'acher zman la'acher oisim. She waited. She didn't do it right away, and she waited. Like we said, what's after the zman in order to go down or whatever? V'hasam k'tani t'meim misafik. There, t'meim misafik. V'lo pligi Rabbi Akiva. U'ba'acher acher zman. But if it's a double delay, pligi k'tani v'acher kach b'tamis b'ayla meis la'es according to Rabbi Akiva. Ava b'chad acher. B'toich acher zman, the haynu b'toich k'dei sh'teriyed, if it was only in the time that it would take for her to go down from the bed, then they would be moida. So it's not mamish glaich noch l'mais. It's not right away, but it's still a little bit after that. That they would be moida, that she would be metamim l'afreya. That's what we're worried about. Okay. Amr b'zeru. So Amr b'zeru sh'mam nina b'al nida eina k'nida b'toivu b'yayim. So Rabbi Zeru wants to infer from here that a bayil nida is not like a nida. The halacha is, and we learn this in, we have this in Rosh Hashanah.
So what we're talking about here is, this is all bayil nida by accident.
Yes, because if it was on purpose, you have these guys in Russia. We're obviously not talking about that.
Is it chiv misa or is it paris?
You want to know if it's a chatas? It might be a chatas. I'm not sure, but no, we're only in time in Suffolk. I don't think there's any chiv chatas over here, actually, because there's only a time in Suffolk. Just the question is, how far do we extend the Suffolk Tumah? Do we say that she's metame him retroactively, or she's only metame like the vegetables that she was cutting up? Mm-hmm. Fine. So Rabbi Zeru says that a Bail Nida is not like a Nida, and he could be Tevel B'yayim. The halacha is, we had this in a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, that a Bail Nida, that a Nida has to go to the mikveh at night. Mm-hmm. That's why women go to the mikveh at night. Rashi says, "Bail nida ainu kanida she asura litvul b'shvi." She is not allowed to go to the mikvah on the seventh day. Ad alayla ela tovul b'shvi b'yom. The bail nida can be tovul during the day on the seventh day. Hilkach le by prisha ela shivas yamim. That's why we wouldn't need any more than 7 days, because he'll go to the mikvah on the ninth. V'imbal safik nida b'yom at prisha, if he was with a safik nida on some gedalia meinik miktsas. Hayom kakulai. We'll be mona mixas. We'll say mixas yom kakulai kanida. V'toyevel erev yom kippurim. He'll toyevel on erev yom kippur. No problem. Shushvi b'yom. He'll toyevel on the seventh day. Umarav shem. She'll have harav shemesh. V'nichas the mikdash b'yom kippurim. And he can go into the mikdash yom kippur. Fantastic. These are the daitech ba'al nida is kanida. When's he supposed to be teva? Imas tava. Ze im ba'al nida b'yom prishasai b'layla d'yom kippurim l'machar hechi avid avoda. How can you do the avoda in that case? Zok the Gemara. Let's read it inside. Amr b'zeirish ma'mina ba'al nida in kanida b'teva b'yom. The i'amr ba'al nida is kanida. Emas tava. When's he supposed to teva? B'layla l'machar hechi avid avoda. If he's going to the mikvah the night of the 10th, how could he do the avoda if he's a tful yom? He's not going to become Tar Gamre until the 11th. Alalav must be Shmangmina, but Elnida is Eina Kenida. So the Gemara, nah, Rav Shimon bar Minardai says, I'll feel the time, I could even tell you that Elnida is Yek Kenida, he has to tell you at night. The Mafrish and Leisha Achas, Samach Lishkiya Sachama. When we say that we're Mafrishim on the 7 days before, we're really Mafrishim on the end of the second day, Samach Lishkiya Sachama. So he's already not going to have that problem. Rashi says, Samach Lishkiya Sachama, Shmoyne Yamim Lefnei Yom HaKippurim, V'haide Kar Leshiva, Mishim Dahu Parta Leichashiv Le. That tiny bit of time, that hour before, whatever, a few minutes before, Shkia, on the second, is not significant enough to be counted as Shmoyne Yamim. V'tava Le'or Shal Erev Yom HaKippurim, he can go to the mikvah on the ninth, the night of the ninth, V'avid L'machar, and then he could serve on Erev Yom Kippur as his Harav Shemesh. V'abed l'machar shal Erev Yom Kippur and Harav Shemesh. And he'll have Harav Shemesh on the night. Fantastic. Okay, so now we had a discussion about whether or not the Bilniyah is Tehavu B'yom or not. Meisvei, Freyti Gemara, Kol Chayv Tvila is Tvilasam B'yom. Anybody who's Chayv in Tvila has to go to the Mikvah, they Tehavu during the day. Except, Nida B'yaled is Tvilasam B'layla. A Nida and Yaledis have to go at night. Nida in, so make a diak. A Nida goes at night, a Bel Nida does not go at night. Bel Nida not. Like the Gemara, no. Nida v'chol da asi mirabuya. So I could understand that to mean a Nida and anybody who by extension has to go to the mikveh because of her, which would be a Bel Nida. Rashi says, Kochai v'tvilas tvilasim b'yoyim, k'diyalaf mesechus megillah, tzikur megillah mi, v'chotoy v'yoyim ha'shvi v'rachatz b'mayim. Nida v'yeledes tvilasim b'layla, Nida it says, Shivas yom tei benidasa kol shiva v'yeledes kimei nidas davasa titame. So we find that yeledes is like a nida. In that regard, fine. Meisvei Freidi Gemara Balkeri is kimagasheretz. We're going to talk about v'yeledes in Pesachim. Balkeri has the same din as a magasheretz, as somebody who touches a dead sheretz. Bal nida is kitame meis, and a bal nida has the same din as a tame meis. So my love, what are we talking about over here? Are we talking about the context of tefila to say that a bayal nida can be teva b'yayim like a tamei meis? Frekti Gemara, no, tumasan, saying they're equal in their tuma. Frekti Gemara, what are you talking about? Tumasan behed yiksiv behu, hay tumas shiva ksiv be, vay tumas shiva ksiv be. They both say explicitly in the Torah how long their tuma is. A bayal nida is tamei for 7 days, a tamei meis is tamei for 7 days. Why do you need a braisa to tell me that they're the same thing? Look in the psukim. Rashi says, Baal Keri Kamagasheret Litva B'yayim Tumasai. It tells that he goes to the mikvah on the day he becomes Tame. Right? Somebody touches a dead whatever, and say, oh no, go to the mikvah. Then he has Harav Shemesh, he's good to go that night. Kedamirim Perik Elu Dvarim Ipsachim. Ubael Nida Ketame Meis Litva B'yayim. And it sounds like from this braisa that Ubael Nida is like a Tame Meis to be Tel B'yayim Shvi. Alma Litva B'yayim. We say, no, it's not talking about Tvila, it's talking about Tuma. Baal Keri Kamagasheret Litumas Erev. A Balkari has the din of a Magasheretz regarding Tumas Erev, a Rishon L'Tumah, and he's a Rishon L'Tumah. Boil Nida is Tumas Sheva, Ava Tumah Ketame Meis. And a Boil Nida is equal to a Tame Meis because they both are Ava Tumah and they're Tame for 7 days. Hai Tumah Sheva Ksiv Be, it's like the Gemara, it's explicit. Betini Dasa Lav V'Tame Sheva Asyamim. So, why do you need the Brisa to tell us that? Elav must be the tefillah son. Must be talking about the tefillah. We're actually going to leave this here for now. I'll leave you with the question. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from here or from the top of Bamidala.